You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Maddie Parker, a CFP at Parker Financial Group, a leader in providing retirement planning services to individuals and families based in Overland Park, Kansas. Maddie, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure as well. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is total client engagement and what does it mean to small business owners?
Right. Well, for most businesses, the success of it, for the most part, is largely driven by whether customers decide to purchase your product or, depending on what you do, engage your services. So total client engagement attempts to establish the real value of whatever it is that you do in such a way that it creates customers who are loyal to your brand so much that they actively recommend your product and services to other people. So they're going to be driving that word-of-mouth marketing, and especially in today's environment with sort of subtle marketing all around us, influencers and blogs and things like that, I think most people would tend to agree that word-of-mouth marketing is usually a lot more effective at resonating with your target audience than any sort of print or TV advertising. So we like to think of a totally engaged client as much more than just a client. They're an advocate. And an advocate is a dream client, right? They empower you. They are a joy to work with. And they endorse you to anyone. And when they do this, they're not referring someone to that you can build your business, but because they really understand your value, they feel like they're doing their friend a disservice by not making that introduction. So in essence, they're advocates for you and your friend, or and their friends.
Certainly makes sense. And what are three core processes to focus on to achieve total client engagement?
Yeah, so as a business professional, you have to continually refining and optimizing your business really on a panoramic level so that you can avoid hitting a plateau. And if you have a successfully operating business, then you're most likely doing a lot of things right. But there's always some gaps within every business owner's approach that need to be addressed to achieve a sort of breakthrough. So if you think of your business like a lock, where there's three numbers you have to dial into the combination to unlock total client engagement. And these numbers are the three key areas that need to be precisely aligned to opt out of gaps to varying. So the first is, what do you do? Right? Basically, what's your business? So for me, I'm a financial planner. That's what I do. You're probably already pretty strong in this area, but because of commoditization, being good at what you do is really no guarantee of success. For example, for what I do, my knowledge in wealth management is a skill, but it's not proprietary. So what you do is simply the first number in this combination. The second is, how are you perceived? As business owners, we're so close to our business. You know, it's where we spend a big chunk of our lives, but because we're so close, it can be really hard to see our businesses sometimes the way our clients do. But you're not marketing to yourself. Obviously, you know what you do and all the processes that take place behind the scenes to make your business run, that makes, you know, what makes it so valuable. So the second number in the lock, how you're perceived, relates to your practice management process. Right? If you've got your practice management process down, you run your business like a business. You create an impeccable client experience just through best practices and your process. But in order to totally engage your clients, they need to perceive you how you perceive you. In order to be able to do that, they need to define and articulate the repeatable process that exists to make your business operate like it does. Because what you do, the first part of that lock, becomes valuable within the process. So you need to define and articulate, not just for the sake of your clients, but for you. You need to know, you need to outline how what you do, right, that first number in the lock, is truly valuable based on your practice management process. So that way, how you're perceived extends beyond, oh, she's my financial planner, right? You want your client's perception of you to extend beyond just what you do. And that leads us into the third number in the combination, which is, how are you described? It's so how you're perceived related to your practice management process, but this third number is on the lock is going to relate to our relationship management practice process. So while the first two numbers in our lock can, and in fact, sometimes they do make your business referable, there's many referable businesses out there that don't get many referrals. And that's because they're not effective at articulating value and internal process. The quality of your relationships impacts your productivity and your enterprise value more than anything else you probably do. Remember, whatever it is that you do or sell is not proprietary. That's not where your true value really is. It's your unique assets. It's your unique assets that are proprietary, and your client relationships are really the greatest asset that you have.
I certainly would agree with that, and really some helpful information so far today. Tell us, what is the biggest challenge when striving for total client engagement?
In order to reach total client engagement, I would say the primary issue to overcome is commoditization. Because no matter what industry you're in, many aspects of pretty much every business, I would say, have become extremely virtual or abstract and complex. And this allows commoditization to set in, your business to become relatively indistinguishable from your competitors. Say it's really easy for the commoditization of your role to amplify to the point that clients trivialize your value and your process and your leadership. Instead, they're just focusing solely on what it is that you do. So, for example, in my job as a financial planner, part of what I do is investment management. I invest my clients' money with the intention and hope that that money is going to grow. Well, guess what? Pretty much every other financial planner out there does the exact same thing. So if I can't overcome being commoditized and bring value to my clients outside of just what I and every other financial planner out there does, my clients will become solely focused on that and thus focused on only the return on their investment, completely fixated on what it is I supposedly do as a financial planner. Right? They lose track of all the other value-added services that my firm and I can bring to the table. There's this immutable law that affects relationships called the law of familiarity, and what it says is that over time, the more familiar a relationship becomes, the more things can be taken for granted, and value can be trivialized. Loyalty can be set in and put the relationship in. And I think this happens a lot when you're operating a business and on both ends. I think sometimes we take for granted our clients and the value they bring to our business, which then allows us to neglect them and amplify their loyalty to us. You know, they lose sight of our value and only hang on to, again, what we do. So remember, it's your unique assets are proprietary, not what you do. So your unique assets are the things that prevent you from being commoditized, and your client relationships are the greatest asset you present. The key is to not lose sight of the fluid nature of those relationships. Right? You have to be continually striving to sort of competitor-proof your clients, because remember, your client is your competitor's prospect.
And that is well stated for sure. Today we're joined by Maddie Parker, a CFP at Parker Financial Group, a leader in providing retirement planning services to individuals and families based in Overland Park, Kansas, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Maddie, how does one overcome commoditization to reach total client engagement?
Variety of ways to overcome this challenge, but I think there's three big ones you can focus on. The first is going to sound obvious, that is decommoditize yourself. So to do this, you need to differentiate and elevate your business above the noise of your industry. Right? You want clients to focus on what you're worth rather than what you cost. So again, for example, for me in the financial services industry, like I've been saying, just being strong in the wealth management solutions area won't set me apart from the 15 other competitors I have a stone's throw. For the same reason, I wouldn't ever try to sell prospects on returns. You know, I don't show them a past performance chart and say, you know, look how great I am. I made this much last year and your current guy only made this much. And, you know, nor would I ever sell prospects on having lower fees. You know, I don't say, oh, you're paying X percentage in fees with your current guy and I only charge this other lower fee. And I don't do this because these things don't have anything to do with what I'm worth or the value that I really, truly provide to my clients. And while maybe today my clients had, you know, a better return than the guy down the street and maybe my fees lower, those things can change at a moment's notice. And if I can sell prospects on these things, chances are if the guy down the street has a better year than I do next year or he lowers his fees, he'll be able to sell these same prospects because I've tied my value to these that are now more valuable somewhere. Right? So you need to determine what it is that makes you unique, what separates you from competition. And if you're struggling to pinpoint what that thing is, try just recalling why you got in the business in the first place. Okay, so the second way to overcome commoditization is to depersonalize your relationship. And that might sound counterintuitive, but here's the thing. You want to make sure that your clients don't just trust and identify with you as a person. Rather, they trust and identify with you as a person, your practice, and your process that is leading them to whatever service and or product it is that you provide. So for me, that's their financial. And then the third way be to demystify your value. And here's what I mean by that. Ask yourself this. Do your clients understand everything you do? Or do they fixate on what you've provided for them up to this point in the relationship? And I have kind of an example of this. I had a client a few years back that came to see me specifically because she wanted me to manage some money she had invested in the market. But I'm a certified financial planner, and I do comprehensive planning. So I put a comprehensive plan together for her that included the managing that money. But it also covered all aspects of her finances. And part of that was a life insurance. But when we executed her plan, she just got divorced. She was kind of overwhelmed, and she just wanted to focus on, you know, a couple of specific things and not the life insurance. So a few years go by, and I've just been managing her money, and she comes in for a review, and she brought with her a life insurance policy that she had just bought from her neighbor. And, you know, I was like, oh, well, that's great. You know, why did you buy that? And she's like, well, you just had all these great benefits about it, and, you know, it's going to provide tax-free income for my children when I'm gone. And, you know, I was like, yeah, but why did you not come get it with me? And she said, oh, I didn't know that you sold life insurance. Because I had let loyalty, and I hadn't really, you know, clearly demystified my real value to her. You know, part of that real value is comprehensive plan. So you need to demystify your value so that clients clearly understand and internalize everything you do, who you do it for, so that they can in turn articulate your value to others in a compelling manner. The idea here is to convert clients into referral-generating advocates, and the only way they can do that is if they really know your value.
A wealth of information shared here today. Can't thank you enough for your time, Maddie. Tell us also, what are the benefits of total client engagement? I think we are understanding, but taking that further, and how can one set this up as a long-term goal for their business?
Yeah, so total client engagement turns your clients into advocates that can really grow your business. But it's worth pointing out here that advisors that achieve, well, and I say advisors, but you know, you draw parallels for whatever your business is. But advisors that achieve a meaningful breakthrough in the quality and quantity of referrals they attract don't necessarily become better advisors. They are already good advisors, most likely. Instead, they become better at practice management and their relationship management, the second and third number on that lock we talked about. So, you know, most likely, you don't need to be better at the first number. For example, because of the commoditization of the industry, and the velocity of competitive factors, for me as a financial advisor, simply being good at or even being the best at wealth management can mean that I have clients who transactionally buy investments and fixate on much of that which is out of my control. So that would be products, pricing, and performance. The problem here, of course, is that because these things are out of my control, when any of these things no longer measure up, I no longer measure up, and I'm no longer of any value to these. So by achieving total engagement, though, you instead elevate your mastery of that which is in your practice management process, right? And that's impacting how you're perceived and your relationship practice, which impacts how you're described. So doing this produces enlightened clients who then buy into your philosophy, your planning strategy, and your process. Total client engagement, coupled with a strong personal branding strategy that's still important, ensures that prospective clients can contrast you favorably to your competition. It is for clients to fully and completely understand and appreciate the true value that you provide for them.
Maddie, I know we're just about out of time, but in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion as we wrap things up here today?
Yeah, sure. You know, just building a practice of highly engaged advocates, it requires a high level of intentionality, including focus on brand, identity, client experience, clearly defined systems and processes. It's like you're, it's likely you're already doing these things, but not as intentionally. So take the initiative necessary and commit to establishing professional contrast within your practice.
Maddie, if folks wanted to connect with you and get more information on your firm, Parker Financial Group, where's the best place that they could find details online and be in contact?
You can email us at info@efgkc.com. And you can check out our website also at www.pfgkc.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Maddie, such great information. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Maddie Parker, a CFP at Parker Financial Group, a leader in providing retirement planning services to individuals and families based in Overland Park, Kansas. And for further details, visit pfgkc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.